We'll call him the homemade peanut butter man. Jason Cann's on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So are we going to publicly acknowledge you? This is August 21st. You've had no sugar all month?
I have not had any sugar all month. That's true. Yeah, it's good so far.
Is there a particular something sugary that you've missed most?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, I think there are certain things that it's usually not the sweets that I miss particularly. It's things that have added sugar, like barbecue sauce, that I get a little bit funky about. And I'm trying to stay away from those things that are obviously sweet as well. So it's probably foods like that that I'm missing. Although I have to say Culver's custard is also certainly a treat that's being missed. So
I did have some of that yesterday in the Dells.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, you know, I find for me that if I go through periods where I decide to cut out sweets, my cravings for almost everything reduce significantly, and that's been true this time around as well.
Yeah, it's really great. That's why when you said a good question, even as I asked it, I'm like, maybe that's just a bad question. Like, don't get the mind going there, you know?
So. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you had mentioned peanut butter. I made some homemade peanut butter this week. You know, most store-bought peanut butter is at least the shelf-stable stuff, has sugar added to it, and so I made some without, and I made a blueberry spread that has no added sweetener, and yeah, so it's good.
So for the people at home who are like, how do you make homemade peanut butter?
Yeah, you take a jar of salted roasted peanuts and throw them in a food processor, and then you let it go until it's the consistency you like.
And you think it's way better than the store-bought?
I like it better. I think it gets, I like the texture of it. I like the texture of it better. I think the peanut flavor is stronger with it, so.
There we go.
Yeah.
This kind of conversation is going to draw more people than even the rest of what we're going to cover here today. So.
Probably true.
So here it goes. All right, let's get into, yes, your daughter was well-behaved. We went to the Dells and back. Noah's Ark yesterday.
Yeah, you didn't let her drive.
We did not let her drive since she doesn't have a license.
Good.
But
right. Yep.
Did share that with Elena on the way back. And Elena won in miniature golf. Boy, that the Pirates Cove with the 5 mini golf courses and the waterfalls, there's no place like that for miniature golf, I'll tell you.
I have not played there, I don't think. That sounds good. I used to love playing miniature golf.
Yeah. All right, well, you and Tessa should play. All right, let's go. We've got, where are we today? Jonah.
We're ahead, Amos, yeah.
Yep, all right, Jonah, it is, yield to my plan, I will not yield to yours. And in Larry Crabb's 66 love letters in the epilogue in the back, we've got a new page today. It's the Bible in 66 paragraphs. Jonah summed up this way, you naturally want to see people punished who threaten your comfort, like Jonah did with the Ninevites. When my plan involves letting someone off the hook who has treated you poorly, you'll want to take matters into your own hands. I will never cooperate with your desire to protect yourself from enemies you refuse to love. That desire will lead you off the path to the party.
Wow. Yeah, that's powerful. You know, I think the God loves people that sometimes we feel like we can't. And I was just thinking about that even this morning on a news story that I won't get into, but the idea that we feel like there's people who should be hated or excluded doesn't fit in the Christian mindset. And, you know, God is going to love people that we find it really difficult to do so.
I'm going to go ahead and say something that doesn't get said a lot on Christian radio, but it's true. Yeah. Right. So many of us as believers have hurt other believers, and so many of us as believers have been hurt by other believers. And sometimes we can go, you know, wrestling through all that. I mean, the whole process of forgiveness is challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely true.
All right. Finally, we've got Galatians 6, 2 and 3.
And that says, share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important.
Huh. All right, and Jason, in Letters to the Beloved, tackles it this way in his devotional commentary. I have called you to a life of service, which is the way of my son. Following Christ is a life of mutuality and interdependence. Although I treasure your uniqueness and individuality, I created people to be Interdependent. Self-centeredness fills so much of the world. People are encouraged to elevate themselves, often to the detriment of others. Child, you are unique. I created you that way. But do not allow your uniqueness to become an excuse for pretending to be better than others. Your individuality is part of the stunning mosaic that makes up the whole body of Christ. Final thought.
Yeah, I love the idea of interdependence. And I think that, we could spend a lot of time mm-hmm. camping on the idea that we do have individuality, but we are deeply relational and exist in community. And I think that's part of our process as believers to press into what that looks like.
And at the root of it, God himself in the Trinity is relational. So we start with that.
100%. Absolutely.
Thank you, Jason. Love you, brother. Have a good day. There we go. On the Wib Wake Up Show, two brothers from another mother. Getting us going, a conversational devotion, if you will, starting even with the recipe and the direction for homemade peanut butter. Can't beat it. Hey, we are looking for your jokes. PCD John chiming in.
Why do fish never go on a vacation? Because they're always in a school. And what kind of tree can you carry in your hand? A palm tree.
Oh, man.
There we go. Jokes like that. Can you top them? Real quick, recapping the weekend. I mean, yesterday, going to Noah's Ark in the Dells with my daughter and her friend, Elena, and her friend, and so we did some miniature golfing. Is it Pirate's Cove? I mean, they have 5 mini golf courses, the waterfalls. It's great. We did one of them, and hats off to Elena, the winner. Enjoyed lunch at Culver's. And the Culver's Deluxe, very good. Excellent. Enjoyed that. And somebody had given me a Scoopy coupon that for my birthday. Finally used it. Crazy cookie dough was very good. So that was kind of the highlight of the weekend. Needed a new spark plug for the mower. Got that done from Friday night into Saturday. So thanks to my neighbor, Dennis, a little bit for his help on that. So anyhow, my wife, due back in Chicago on Thursday, working hard, continuing to work hard with her team there in Liberia, West Africa. And we had some pictures, and Caleb shared them as well, in terms of kids with backpacks. Again, thanks so much for your support in our Backpack to School Challenge. All right, we're going to go with what we got here, at least two, and we'll go from there. So, again, you're always welcome to get in your jokes. And when you hear us, you go, well, I could do that. So 715-396-1670. I'm going to let Cliff take my first one. So I haven't shared his yet. Yeah, I'm going to do that because one of mine was only halfway. So here we go. Cliff says, why did the Scarecrow win an award? Why? Because he was best in his field. All right. Way to go. Way to start us off, Cliff. Thank you very much. All right. We've got my two this morning. Here we go. This one, just kind of an observation. I wonder if the guy who coined the term one-hit wonder came up with any other phrases.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, like one-hit wonder. All right, you come up with anything else? All right. And finally this morning, how to frighten the new generation. Put them in a room with a rotary phone, an analog watch, and a TV with no remote, and then, leave directions on how to write in cursive. There you go. All right. We're going to call them jokes, observations. You know, there you go. If you can do better, please do. 715-396-1670, WWIB. All right. So digging back in the archives, the things we play between songs that precedes the station call letters is called a drop. We can call it other things. It's a drop. And you drop it in there. And you hear things from movies and such. My daughter, Evelyn, the oldest of our five, is 23. But back in the day, earlier in the 21st century, when our morning show for 7 years was called M&M's in the Morning, this was a drop we had.
Wasn't it M&M's in the morning? My daddy needs a drop so I can eat. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's still true today. She's still eating, and daddy still needs a job. WWIB, well, what do you find annoying about summer? Listen, summer's almost over, but a recent survey revealed more than a quarter, 28% of adults, said one particular thing's the most frustrating part of the summer months. Now, this hasn't been a huge problem for me this summer, but I didn't go camping. And, we'll just kind of wait and see, but you can guess what's at the top of the list. But what are the other things? Let's take it kind of David Letterman style from the bottom to the top. 17% said ticks. Yeah, ticks and Lyme disease, that's concerning. 18% said one of the most annoying things about summer is the pressure to do something. Really? I don't know. 19% said the lack of shade outside. Always nice to find the shady spot. 19% said excessive air conditioning. Oh, boy. Is that a first world problem or what? There's too much air. I got to tell you, having been in Liberia, yeah, occasionally you go to a grocery store and maybe find some air, but it was hard to come by. It was hard to come by. Those years, 2016 to 2018. Higher travel prices. All right, sunburn, the frustration of 21%. We kind of lathered up a little bit at Noah's Ark yesterday. 21% said higher utility bills. I guess using the air conditioning. For 22%, one of the most frustrating parts about summer is increased number of people in my usual area. Stay out of my space, I guess, is what people are saying. All right. Another frustrating thing about summer, according to some folks, is 24% say stickiness and humidity. Yeah, you'll be complaining about that this week. Excessive heat. We've got an excessive heat warning and a watch for both a warning and a watch in the Cooley region, but at least a warning here in the Chippewa Valley Tuesday morning all the way until Wednesday night. Yeah. Another 27% say sweating is one of their frustrating things about summer. All right. Well, it's hard to avoid that. And the number one frustration about summer for the people surveyed, 28% said mosquitoes. Yeah, no surprise. The mosquitoes, especially an issue when you're out camping, right? Well, this is going to be a complaint, I think, that's going to be heard coming up this week. Something like this.
It's like tropical, moldy, moist, hot, disgusting weather. WWIP.
All right, Jesse Hamble on the line from 513 Free. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, man, we are excited about this reunion, and give me an idea. Like, when is the last time you all got together and did this?
You know, I think the last event that we did where all of us were together would have been the 19th of September in 2019, when we, which was kind of our closing event for 513 Free at Peace Church.
So I remember being there that night. So that's, wow, almost 4 years ago. So you have had a time or two. I remember during the pandemic being with you at, that was a crazy time. I remember that initial Sunday night in March of 2020. But you've had a time or two, or maybe a couple of you, but who's all going to be there Saturday?
Yeah, so we have played a few times just with different musicians. We've done some trips up to Mission Bible. I've played a few worship events locally with, like, Michael Sandvig, our keyboard player, and then just some other friends have joined along as well. But this weekend, it's going to be me, Michael Sandvig, Johnny Stahl, Becky Piper, and then Mark Ehlers, who... I believe the last time we played at Riverfront Park was with the event that you guys had done down there. I think it was Worship by the River. I forget what it was titled, but we played that event with Brayden Meyer was there as well. Yeah. And Becky and Mark were there, and I know Michael was as well. So it's somewhat of the same crew that played there last time.
So are you guys pretty pumped up to we're looking for a huge turnout, and the weather, praise the Lord, looks outstanding. We'll be beyond the excessive heat. Temps in the 70s during the day. No rain in the forecast. So really grateful for that. We've been crying out for that. But also, how pumped are you guys to be opening for Jason Gray and helping Wib celebrate 50 years?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to be asked to do this. I wasn't sure of, like, who would be able to join us to do it. I didn't know, like, how it would all shake out, but we're really excited. I'm excited. I haven't played music with Johnny. He hasn't really played with us for, you know, really since 2019. So to have him back is going to be great. We're all really looking forward to getting together. We'll play some of the familiar 513 Free, if you can call them, classics. And we've actually opened for Jason before. Love doing that. He's awesome. Can't wait to connect with him again. And most importantly, just helping you guys celebrate your 50th day. You guys mean so much to the community. You mean so much to us. And me personally, just, you know, the encouragement over the years and just the opportunities to get our music out there. And, you guys are amazing. And I think it's it's going to be a really great night. And it's really awesome.
I know a lot of interviews I had with you and others, too, over the years. But the one that stands out to me is when you had your grandpa Jack right here in studio.
Yeah, that I remember that one. I think about that one a lot. Especially lately with the world being as difficult as it is. He was always such a voice of reason. And just such an encouraging guy, and always had the right perspective, you know, to trust Jesus. And definitely miss him, and it was a really cool opportunity to have him in there and to have that as a memory even. And so, yeah, I agree. That must have been, what, like 2014, 2013?
Yeah, something like that.
That was a long time ago.
How do you go about practice? I mean, you guys are all, you and Johnny just continuing to grow your families. And I don't know about the others, but I know you two. And so what, how do you bring people together to practice? Because you can't just say, hey, just on your own and let's just do this thing or what?
Yeah, so we'll get together at my place this week at least once, but maybe a couple of times. Just depends on how long we want to work together. Surprisingly, some of those songs are familiar, and so it probably won't take as much. We're gonna be more of a, it'll be more of an acoustic set, you probably call it. So we're not gonna have as much production. So it'll allow for a little bit, less intense rehearsals trying to pull all that together. But we'll get together probably 2 or 3 hours, I think on Friday, and then we decided if we needed more time, we'd just get together right away again Saturday morning and work through it. So.
That's awesome. We're so grateful and so excited, and. So one of our listeners put up in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group a bunch of your songs and was kind of polling, saying, what are you most looking forward to hearing? And it was interesting. I mean, the topper was The Weight of It All, 31%. But then you had Remade and Breathe You In at 15, Amazed at 10. I'm going to ask you, I'll play whatever 513 free song you want me to play right now.
Yeah, I think we should play Make Today Count. We get to hear Johnny sing that again. Obviously, he'll sing Remade, but Make Today Count, that's one that's been in the back of my mind. Even though Johnny hasn't been playing as much with us, we've played Remade a bunch, but somebody was asking us about the set list, and I was like, we got to hear Make Today Count again. So how about that one?
You would test me on that because I'm having to Google. I'm not immediately seeing that in the vast WIB library, but let me see what I can get on YouTube. All right, I think I can get it there. All right, make it tough for me, buddy. Hey, thanks so much, Jesse. Love you, brother, and look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
You too, Mark. We'll see you then.